les secondes du LP2I vous parlent.
Welcome everybody on Delta FM 19.2, the radio of LP2I. My guests are Fushi and Ismail. Fushi is 15 years old and she is Chinese. Ismail is 13 years old and he is French. Welcome.
Welcome.
My name is Pierre, I'm 13 years old and I'm French. The question of the day is, what is the use of robots on Earth nowadays? Ismail?
Robots are there not only humanoid, as we imagine them. But the computer, washing machine are also robots. They serve in daily life to make repetitive tasks and boring tasks. They serve to make medical and precise intervention for mission in space. Roman can't go such a curiosity on Mars.
Thank you, Ismail. We are back after a short break.
Technologic. Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, crack it, drop it.
We've been listening to Daft Punk, Technologic. Now I turn my second guest, Fushi. What is particularly specific about now?
Its height is 58 centimeters. It looks like something who is small and cute. It's blue and white or red and white. It's very lovely. The robot now is very powerful too. It can say hello to people and talk with people. It can throw the rubbish into the bin for us, and it can stand up by himself after somebody lets it down. It can also communicate with voice, Wi-Fi, and infrared, so it can answer others' robots' questions. That's so amazing.
Thank you very much, Fushi. And last question for Ismail. Do you think robots shall replace man?
It's not possible, because man created robots and can always get rid of it. He lived it very well before without it.
It's the end of this broadcast, and I say bye-bye to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Les secondes du LP2I vous parlent.